No, just Cubans. They, if they were low class, they might be called Spics or Greasers. Just any Latin. Well, when I was growing up, they used to call all people from Latin American countries Latinos. And it wasn't specifically derogatory, except in the sense that almost all of those people were looked down on, somewhat, to varying degrees.
What about when you refer to Russians?
Never heard one. Ruski, they call somebody, but that's, again, not to insult them.
What about the Frenchmen?
Oh, now I have heard some for Frenchmen. They called them, during the war, they called them wogs and called them wogs and frogs. And wogs was short for pollywogs, being baby frogs.
I would think it's those.
Well, the Frenchmen have called them frogs for years, and I don't know. I mean, the Englishmen have called Frenchmen frogs. I don't know why. It's a couple hundred years old term. I've seen it in books from way back. Well, Cajun, and the only other one I've heard which you wouldn't say to a Cajun's face is Cunass.
How does that sound?
Sounds vulgar to me, and I wouldn't say it, but I know plenty of people who do.
Do you ever hear any insulting terms for Scandinavians?
No, other than Swede, and that wasn't insulting. Again, a lot of times people around here will say things that will insult the person without meaning to be insulting about it. Like they'll call any Irishman Mick, not meaning it as an insulting term, but an Irishman will take it badly and will get mad about it.
What about insulting words for members of the Republican Party?
Oh, heavens. I don't think I know any insulting ones for Republicans. Because although everybody here was Democrat, they didn't insult the Republicans, really.
What about insulting terms for Democrats?
Well, a lot of them are called jackass. Talk about those goddamn jackasses, which is only partially fitting because I think they'd call them that regardless of their party symbol.
Did you ever hear, this is a little bit off topic, but did you ever hear somebody say that
rhymed insults? I don't think so.
Did you ever hear sounding or plain devils?
No. Now, the only thing that's similar to that is a kid's game that they used to play, really more in my mother's time. And the reason I know about it is that she told about how just infuriated it made a neighbor of theirs for her sister to do this. And it was you said the person's name, and his name was Lee, so it went Lee, Lee, Tiali go flee, T-legged, tie-legged, bow-legged Lee. And you would put the person's name in and then pick something that rhymed with it for the Tiali go whatever. And it would just drive him crazy, and he would come fight with my aunt. And mother would try to get in the middle and make peace. Now, I don't think I know of that except through her. But apparently that was not an uncommon thing, that was a kid's taunting game.
Mm-hmm. What would be a term of respect or affection if you could use to refer to your best friend?
I would probably say my best friend. I wouldn't use pal. That's not a term I normally use.